Sancta Margareta. As sometimes happens in Ketterdam, a demon took up residence in one of the canals, this time beneath a bridge in the garden district. It was a hideous, clawed thing, with a scaly white hide and a long red tongue. Each day, children would pass over the bridge on their way to school, and then back again on the way home, in two lines, side by side. They didn't know a demon had come to live in the city, and so they would laugh and sing without worrying what attention they might attract. One day, on their way to school, as the children stepped off the bridge and onto the cobblestones, they heard a voice whisper sweetly, "Yorgi, Yorgi, you'll be first." Now, they did have a little boy named Yorgi among them, and he was teased mightily when they heard the voice sing-songing, but no one thought too much about it. All day, the voice whispered, following them through lessons and while they were at play, "Yorgi, Yorgi, you'll be first." But nothing happened. And so the children strolled home in their two orderly lines, hooting and giggling as they crossed the bridge. When they reached the other side, Yorgi was nowhere to be found.
"But he was right here," cried Maria, who had been beside poor Yorgi.
The children ran home and told their parents, but no one listened when they described the whispering voice. The family searched high and low and took boats up and down the canal, but there was no sign of Yorgi. They were sure that some madman or criminal must be to blame and set guards all along the street. The next day, as the children walked to school, Maria was afraid to cross the bridge. She heard a voice say,
"Do not worry. I will hold your hand and no one will take you."
Maria thought it must be her friend Anna, and so reached out to hold her hand. But when they arrived at the other side of the bridge, Maria found her hand empty, and Anna was gone. The children wept and shouted for help, and their teachers and parents scoured all along the streets and waterways. Anna could not be found. Again, the children told their parents of the whispering voice, but they were all too distraught to listen. Instead, they doubled the number of guards. The next day, the children walked quietly to school, huddling together as they neared the bridge.
"Closer, closer," whispered the demon.
But in an apartment above a jeweler's shop, Margareta was watching from her window. Her father sold all manner of beautiful things in the shop below, many of them Margareta's designs. She had a gift for the finest details, and the stones she set were brighter and clearer than they had any right to be. That morning, as she worked in the square of sunlight by her window, she saw the demon leap up like a curl of smoke to seize little Maria. Margareta shouted at the vile thing, and without thinking, she grabbed a sapphire in her hand and hurled it at the creature. Light caught and hung on the jewel as it arced through the air, making it glitter like a falling star. The demon was transfixed. He tossed his prey aside and leapt into the canal after the beautiful jewel. Maria bounced along the cobblestones. She had a very sore bottom and a skinned knee, but she hurried on to school with the other students, safe and sound, and grateful she'd been spared. Margareta tried to tell her friends and neighbors about what she'd seen. They listened attentively, for Margareta was a practical girl who had never been given to fancy. Yet no one quite believed her strange tale. They agreed she must have a fever and recommended she retire to bed. Margareta did go to her room, and there she sat at her desk, vigilantly watching the bridge. The very next morning, when the demon tried to seize Maria again, Margareta tossed a big emerald pendant into the canal. The demon threw Maria into a doorway and leapt into the water to retrieve the jewel. Now, Margareta knew this must not go on. One day she would be too slow, and the demon would take another child. So she set her mind to the problem. She worked all night upon an extraordinary jewel, a diamond brooch so heavy she could barely lift it. As dawn broke, she used a pulley and a winch to raise the brooch off her desk and heft it out of her window until it dangled above the canal, straining the rope that held it.